Well, we beat you to the punch here. So what's happening at the vigil?
Actually, well, we made a sign that if people drive by here, honk. Approximately every minute, we get at least one or two honks. So.
Well, the honky like supports you. Huh?
Honk, honk, you know. it's awesome. We're pretty proud of the people.
How many people are at the vigil now?
Right now, there's a total of four of us.
And are you, do you have any contact with the city council staff or city council members? Have any of them come by to talk to you?
Negative. They haven't bothered us or anything like that. I left a message to see if I can possibly meet Ms. Byers, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. She was here last night.
Oh, she was?
Yes.
What time did she show up?
I believe it was before 11 p.m. because I remember she had a chat with Lieutenant Habey, and he took off.
And is Dan there, Dan Hopkins?
Yeah, Dan, obviously. Dan is the Ford runner for this thing. He's out there with the sign. And
is it getting cold in the rain?
Yeah, he hasn't slept yet. He only had like 20 minutes in the last 26 hours, 27 hours.
Yeah, make sure he gets some rest. That man is.
I know. I don't want him to get sick. So we could use some more supporters that we can sort of like take a breather. We could use a car out here if somebody that he can, you know, lie down, or whoever take turns.
That's a good idea.
We'll see what happens.
I'll try and put that out on the radio. If anybody wants to come down with a vehicle that Dan Hopkins can take a brief cat nap in, that come to 809 Center Street, which is right across from the library at City Hall, and you can talk to Sean. Sean, are you still going to be feeding people there today?
Actually, yes. Feed the people. John Earth is in charge of it as of right now, because I'm trying to keep Feed the People away from the politics, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like some officials in the city, they are trying to work with us, and it's not logical for me to bring Feed the People into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
They made it personal with me last night. As a matter of fact, I have a tape here. I would like to play it for you if you get some time.
Sure.
They made it personal towards me as far as feeding people down here.
You talk about the police, huh?
Oh, yeah. And
what happened last night with respect to that?
Well, I'd rather play the tape.
Okay.
And then after we play the tape, if you got any questions, you can ask me.
Sounds good.
And I can clarify if parts of the tape, you know, people can't hear it.
All right.
Here it goes. Let's see.
Roll that tape.
Pinky's made a last-minute lunge to try to save signs she put up against the door, being the cop was almost going to rip it out of her hands, but he did let her have it. Right now, Robert Flory's laying down, and police officer probably calling somebody to pick him up.
Listen to last
night. The officer said that we have a person who wants us. He just wants to sleep, but he says the officer says that Robert Flory wants to go to jail. As he's talking on the phone.
Daniel Hopkins is sleeping.
Another police officer's come to arrest Flory. Another police officer. That'd be three police officers to arrest one person sleeping on the ground. Actually, he's not sleeping. He's wide awake. But he's laying down because he's tired. He's being arrested now. He's getting up. I'm just going to handcuff him. They're taking his... Right? Sean asked to take the belongings for Flory. Instead, the officer wants to take them, which was a rug and a pack. And so now we have three officers to arrest. No, now we got five officers to arrest one man that wants to sleep. Five officers. That's hard to believe. Can you imagine being a police officer and doing this kind of a job? I'd have to quit if I was a police officer. Couldn't do this to other human beings. Five officers to arrest a person sleeping. Not even sleeping, he was laying down only. And they're taking all our signs. officers that I can see. All for one person laying down.
Last night
in
public
area, by the
1
way.
O'clock. You're listening to a replay of the tape.
Check this out. Flory was down there, and they arrested him. He didn't want to get up, so they arrested him because he's getting a second ticket. And then I seen D-Bob crawl around the corner and lay down on the ground, and they thought he was sleeping. He wasn't even sleeping. And they arrested him, too, and they gave him a ticket, and he wasn't even sleeping. He was wide awake, but he had snuck around the corner there, and he refused to give him ID. So they picked him up and went to jail. And then I threw myself down. Yeah, and I threw myself down. I guess D-Bob didn't have no
ID.
So I threw my back on the ground, and I laid down on the ground, and I says, okay, you guys can arrest me, too. I'm tired, you know. And so I lay right in the middle of the walkway here. And I kept telling them everything about Citizens Committee for the Homeless, everything about Ratkin and Kennedy and the sheriff and all this lying and stuff. And then I kept telling them all this stuff, and I just laid down and looked straight up. But all these cops are going around me, about 6 cops. And here's these 6 cops to arrest one guy sleeping. And then the other guy, of course, I looked up, and all cops were gone, and everybody was laughing. I thought they were going to arrest me. They didn't even arrest me. They just left me there because I didn't have a blanket under me or a sleeping bag over the top of me. I was just laying on the concrete. And it was real cold, too, by the way. And here I am talking my head off, saying, arrest me, arrest me, arrest me. And they're gone, you know. It was a circus over here, man. Oh, man. I got a call up here, man.
You have to move on. I'm sitting down.
Movie
Terry Air. He opens the can and he breathes in Perry Air instead of Perry Air does the water. It was hilarious. I forget which one it is. Next time I'll call in, I'll let you know.
I want to thank you, Sean, for this update, and I really encourage people to come down and support you. And also, of course, if you want to be reached by phone, is it okay if I give out your number?
It's the pay phone at the City Hall and the Police Department, right outside the Police Department, I should say. Actually, I'm on camera right now. I'm smiling.
Hi. Smile, yes.
It's 408-425-9679. 425-9679. And if you drive by here, please honk as loud as you can.
All right.
Or yell, scream, whatever.
Come on out and join the group, too. I think that's important as
please
well.
Please do. Please help us at 11 p.m. every night if you can. I am committed to this thing until they figure out a way for some place people can sleep or lift this ban. Dan and I are committed to this thing. There are a few other people who should are committed. And Feed the People is going to keep feeding the people at Pacific Cathcart, and they're going to drop by some food by here. As of right now, my involvement with the sleeping ban is 100%. Feed the People, they're doing their own thing. That's John Earth. You may reach him at 425-3333. They also need your support, because if I'm not there, that's like having further leg out. Please help them out. They cook out, where they cook if it's not raining is by Homeless Gardens on Schaefer Road, out by Delaware. We do 5 days a week. We feed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Tuesdays we have a kitchen. Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Friday we don't. We cook out there. So Tuesdays we have a kitchen. There's not much help there. On Tuesdays we're all right. Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Friday, they need help. You may leave a message at 425-FEED, 425-3333. We could also use donations if possible. We need gas money, we need propane money. And the feeding is going to go on. That's not going to stop. That's 5 days a week again. Please help us out if you can.
Well, I appreciate you giving us this update, Sean.
Anytime.
Call again if anything happens. And, you can also call 423-HUFF.
I'll definitely do that. I thank you, Robert, for putting us on the air. Hopefully, we do have some awesome, intelligent people who are going to come down, help us out. Definitely compassionate people. We need a few more down here.
All right.
And let's stop the abuse of the power by the police department. As a matter of fact, Dan, he already filed a complaint with the
Citizens Police Review Board.
Let me read it the proper way.
Uh-huh.
Citizen complaint. Let me see. Santa Cruz Police Department citizen complaint brochure. He filed the complaint with the community service.
What was his complaint about? Habeas beating or?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I am also filing one for him taking the food and.
Not to mention the signs and the flyers. Huh?
That's Dan's department. Food is my department.
I'm going to let you get back to your department. Thanks again, Sean.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And we'll try to call in every once in a while. Just ring, ring us. Please put it on the agenda that everybody, whoever's on the air, call us and we'll try to get to the phone right away, okay?
Sounds good.
Thanks, Robert.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you shortly.
And that was Shameless Sean down there at the City Hall Sleepout, which is going into its fourth day now. This is a sleepout which dramatizes the fact that it's illegal to sleep after 11 o'clock at night in Santa Cruz, that the city itself has colluded with the main service provider, the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, to destroy the only open-air shelter or campground available in the city, the Coral Street Open-Air Shelter, and there's no substitute, and March 15th is coming quickly, and there'll be no winter armory shelter, and that is the sad reality of what's cooking here in Santa Cruz. Continuing my analysis of this story, bit by bit, and you, can call in if you've got something you want to say at 427-3772. We're continuing to read that story by Eric K. Quirk, Homeless Bivouac at City Hall, in today's Santa Cruz Sentinel, page 2. Hopkins, who called himself a stress burnout, who can't work a full-time job, said he and several others are willing to be arrested for their cause. We'll get out of jail and come right back, Hopkins said. He said he believes this will generate more public support. Habe, however, pointed out that it costs taxpayers $116 each time someone is taken to jail. The jail is not required to keep them if they have no warrants. They go through the booking process and are released. We hope. Robert Flory, where are you? Hopkins, who said he once worked 12-hour days at Goodwill and made $600 per month, said he found the high Santa Cruz rents and rent deposits impossible. Under those conditions, I could never do what I wanted to do, said Hopkins, who also said his homelessness is a choice. He suggested the answer to Santa Cruz's homeless problem lies in granting unused public property for the homeless campers. Make it legal for us to go to a city property or campgrounds that aren't being used, Hopkins said. Poganip has a really nice area. If there were illegal campgrounds, Hopkins estimated, 300 people would move in within a week. He suggested they would each pay $5 per week for the campground. It would be a profitable venture for the governing agency. All we'd have to have is running water, porta-potties, and showers. That's all we're asking for. And that's Daniel Hopkins, who's becoming more and more eloquent and outspoken on the issues of the rights of the homeless in Santa Cruz, putting his own body, his own liberty, and apparently his own health on the line out there at City Hall. We're coming to the end of our show, and I think for once we're going to close a little early and give Sly, our incoming host, an opportunity to be to have some more time, make up for all those minutes we've stolen from him in the past. And I want to remind you that this is Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides. We happen every Monday and Friday. I apologize for my cold. I apologize for the rather disordered situation in the show. I'd hope to have more tapes of the sleep out. I have made lengthy tapes, but unfortunately they're in some chaos. But we did get this report this morning about the couple that was beaten, they say, by a man, by a police officer named Lieutenant Habe. That's their claim. Don't know. We'll have to see. Apparently two men are going to file complaints about it, one at least. One is Dan Hopkins. I don't know that he was a witness to it, but he's concerned about it with the Citizens Police Review Board. Yesterday we got a we heard from Copwatch Bob, or Skidmarks Bob, if we use his new musical name, that on the National Day of Protest and the fifth anniversary of the Rodney King beating, there were massive arrests in San Francisco. So Willie Brown may be sweet sounding, but is he sweet acting? Good question. Pacific Lumber wants to extend the Death Road into a Headwaters forest even further. CDF finally said no. Now Maxim Palco is going to the Board of Forestry to try to overturn CDF's decision. Let the decision makers know what you think of proposed logging in the last unprotected ancient redwood forest on Earth. Board of Forestry can be reached at 916-653-8007. Come join us on March 5th, that's tomorrow, 9 a.m. in the Board of Forestry meeting in Sacramento, 1416 9th Street. And for more information, to carpool from the Bay Area, 510-835-6303. That's kind of a stretch. Then, of course, there's a rally for free speech real close to home here, in the sense that it's going to attack and affect our radio station, the right to keep Free Radio Berkeley, 104.1 FM, on the air. As if you're in Berkeley, you can get that. It's the Ides of March, Friday, March 15th. That's a week from Friday, 9 a.m., Broadway and 12th, Oakland City Center, BART. Show your opposition to the FCC's attempt to silence Free Radio Berkeley with the threat of a permanent injunction. March to the Oakland Federal Building, 13th and Clay, for a free speech demo, 9:30 a.m., and a federal court hearing at 10:30 a.m. We have come to bury the media monopoly, not to praise it. You can call 510-464-3041. These are the last few moments of Bathrobe Spears' Broadsides, but this is the beginning of our ongoing protest, those of us who support homeless rights in Santa Cruz, at City Hall. The sleepout at City Hall, 1996. Will we be buried like past sleepouts will be buried? Will the City Council be able to ignore us and shovel more money at the Citizens Committee for the Homeless to do its thing, its little Cadillac projects, its little 20 to 40 person trailer project, while 200 to 300 people get to stalk around at night and try to avoid police batons and avoid getting beaten up and avoid the rain? Well, this choice is in our hands. And I encourage you to come on down to the rally. Come on down to the sleep out at any time of the day or night and give them a little support. See what's going on. Put out the word to your local talk station. Bring them some food. Bring them some coffee. Bring them some clothing. They can use that. That's at City Hall, 809 Center Street. And the phone number down there, if you want to reach them, is 425-9679. 425-9679. Let it ring a long time. It's a payphone at City Hall, so they may take a while getting over there. Who knows? They may be busy getting arrested or something like that. If you want to contact me and leave a report about police abuse, about whether you want to be on the air at our next show, which will be on Friday, give a call to 423-HUFF, 423-4833, or show up at Taco Bell on Pacific and Laurel Streets at 9:45 on Friday morning. I'll be in there looking for folks who want to be on the air to talk about issues of civil rights for the poor. If you want to read your poetry, play your music, I want to hear it, give me a call, 423-HUFF. And stay tuned for a man who will give you a welcome breather from all this political propaganda and tumult, the vicious Sly, who's going to be sliding in here in about 10 seconds. This is Bathrobe Spears, Broadside, saying goodbye.